From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Friday, April 2nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: the White House's infrastructure package, Google and Amazon return to the office, and workforce concerns in tech. This is the Business of Tech. The Biden administration unveiled this week an eight-year, $2 trillion agenda for the American Jobs Plan, which the White House said will create millions of good jobs, rebuild our country's infrastructure, and position the United States to outcompete China. Quoting liberally from Axios on where the tech money goes, $180 billion for tech R&D, including $50 billion for the National Science Foundation, $40 billion for research labs around the country, $30 billion for job creation in rural areas, $174 billion for the electric vehicle industry, including building a network of 500,000 chargers across the U.S. and ramping up American production of EVs, $100 billion for broadband infrastructure, with the goal of giving 100% of Americans access to high-speed broadband. It would also attempt to make the industry more competitive and cheaper for customers. There's $100 billion earmarked for supply chain work, half of which would go to projects to support production of critical goods in the U.S. Now, why do we care? It's obviously not past, but me and my broadband as a utility train is gaining speed. The goals are not immediate, but this is a big deal. I will continue to argue that this is an investment is only good for technology in general and IT services specifically. Google's accelerating its office reopening, with workers returning in a limited capacity in April. And come September, employees will have to formally apply if they want to work remotely for more than 14 days a year. Amazon, meanwhile, said it expects most employees back by early fall. They've been more explicit. Andy Jassy, the incoming CEO, is less keen on remote work, expecting to have an office-centric culture. You just don't riff the same way, so it's really changed the way that we've had to think about how we drive innovation and how we solicit information from our builders and the types of meetings that we run, he said. Now, why do we care? Don't let it be said I'm not exploring opposing views. I'm certainly biased to remote work. Amazon appears, not so much. In the case of the big tech players, I'm not inclined to think this will make a huge difference on their performance. It's less competitive advantage and more about choice. The smaller the company, the more I think it can be a competitive advantage. It's why I'm so interested in the way the return to the office happens. My bet is that the most companies are going to be some kind of hybrid, even Amazon. Bro culture, gender bias, and micromanagement were top concerns among women in tech who were dissatisfied with their employers, according to a survey from Elpha. Again, pulling from Axios. Hiring bias is only one cause of tech's gender imbalance. Another problem is that women leave the industry because they find the environment works against their success. A lack of female representation in leadership and an environment with persistent harassment and gender bias were the two top reasons for women who didn't recommend their employer to other women. By contrast, women who were happy at their employer cited as key factors having a female CEO or founder and having male allies, as well as just feeling respected, valued, and listened to. More broadly, more than one-third of U.S. employees say the technology involved in daily work frustrates them, according to data published Wednesday by Eagle Hill Consulting. The survey consulted 1,000 U.S. employees across various industries. Of those surveyed, 44% said workplace technology either does nothing to make them feel happy in their job or makes their work harder. One-third of employees say their company's technology doesn't help or makes it harder to serve internal or external customers. Now, why do we care? The tech industry has both a challenge and opportunity. I remain convinced that working on these problems are part of the key to a winning strategy. If you can't serve 51% of customers, you should be considering changing the way you work. Fixing tech's gender imbalance is part of that. This show's own research still shows tech leadership by women at less than 20%. Plus, we're not even doing that great with the tech itself. Couple that with Wednesday's data on tech sentiment, and you see the path to be different. Introducing Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security. Zero trust access, securing RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication without open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. 2 years of partner-driven development brings audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, all in a purpose-built solution for small businesses. Interested? Learn even more by visiting calyptics.com/gatekeeper, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend digging into fintech and why MSPs care. Talk to you again on Monday.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.